Hello and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here. So let's do this. We're going to talk about what feels slow in your business. I have to be honest with you, when I was getting the download for this podcast episode, this thing that feels slow in your business almost felt fragile. Like I wasn't allowed to poke it as much as I wanted to. I was being told like, please don't poke, don't poke. And to be mindful and almost like careful with it. Originally, I thought, okay, like let's download some messages about like what needs to be done in order to make that flow come a little bit quicker or faster, or at least like what you thought it was going to be. It almost makes me feel like it was something that you started that you thought it was going to be either bigger than what it is, or you're surprised that it's like not picking up as much as you thought it would. And I thought like, okay, I'm going to download things you can do to increase that, but that is not what I got. Instead, I got actually some questions for you. Definitely some predictions as well. And this is almost like a reflection period to look at this thing and to ask ourselves some reflective questions. So I'm really excited to share what came through. I think it is going to poof, kind of blow your mind and really make you look at this thing in your business that might be going a little bit slower than you expected. So for this episode, definitely bring forward into your heart something in your business that you thought would pick up a little bit more. Maybe it's an offer. Maybe it's a creative venture. Maybe it's a piece of content. Maybe it is simply the bank account. Whatever it is, bring it forward and say, okay, Nikki, like this is what I want to take a look at. And now just let yourself receive the messages and see what comes through for you. I'm going to say a lot of different messages, but you know how it is. Not all of them are going to be completely for you. Definitely pay attention to what you're feeling or where your little ears perk up for the messages that are specifically for you. Let's get into message number one. So this thing that you brought forward makes me feel like it may not be the thing, but it's the thing that supports the thing into growing. So this feels like perhaps you thought this was going to be a little bit of the main star, or maybe you came up with a business and you're like, this is the business. But it makes me feel like, what if this was actually here to support something bigger or something more true to what you're really here for? So yeah, like the first thing is to really look at this through another lens, like have another perspective on this, that somehow we're like too zoomed in and too attached to what we thought this thing was supposed to do or how we thought it was supposed to perform. So imagine you're like in charge of an athletic team, like a baseball coach or like, a swimming coach, and you're getting all these new players. And there was this one player, you're like, oh, this is going to be the captain. Like, this is the star of the group. And I'm so excited about this like one player. It almost looks like this thing, like you thought that was going to be the thing. For some of you, it's the actual offer or piece of content that we're looking at. And for some of you, it's actually the entire business. And it makes me feel like there's actually another star that requires a lot more honesty, and it requires you to be able to see value in places that other people can't, or really to be able to see value in yourself in ways that other haven't really been able to see value in you yet. So with that being said, this feels like more of a supporting role in some bigger dream or something bigger that's trying to come through your company. So, or through you in general. So really ask yourself, like, if this could be a supporting role, what could it support? So for example, maybe there was a piece of content and you're like, this is the piece of content, or like, you know, I'm going to have this YouTube channel and this YouTube channel is going to like blow things up. What if that YouTube channel was to support selling some product that you really wanted to sell? What if this current offer in your business is actually to support you while you write that book you always wanted to write? So it is this thing that's coming forward, if you're really being honest about it, or if you're willing to see it that way, and you're okay with like not being so precious about this thing, you're going to see that it's actually here to support you for something that is more true. And I know that that's probably going to flip you upside down a little bit, but I don't think you need to come up with the answer. It makes me feel like the divine is trying to tell you, my child, actually, this is who you truly are. I know, guys, I told you it's going to be kind of a deep episode. So I did not expect this when I was going into the energy of this thing. I cannot wait to hear from you guys, but I was like, whoa, we're going deep here. Okay. Message number two. I did see that something physical or in person is going to support this one thing you're asking about. So this thing that is slow right now in the business, it does look like it could have a physical or in-person component and it will really expand it. So if, is this digital? I'm like wondering if like you're putting out a digital offer or like you're talking about something that's digital, not physical. I'm thinking like maybe a workbook will like, a physical workbook will help this thing, or an in-person workshop or an in-person event, or maybe it's like going to networking events, like seeing people in person or having in-person meetings is going to support the growth of this. Overall, honestly, I was not getting a ton of like, you need to make this happen and you need to grow this or expand this. This episode really feels like you're going to understand what this thing truly is and what its role in your business truly is. It's like, again, this player that you're so excited about, you thought it was something, but it's actually going to show you like, no, I'm actually this. Like maybe, you know, you have two kids and you thought one was going to be the athlete, and it turns out that athlete is actually an artist, and you're like, oh, okay. Like now I see you so differently. So take this with a grain of salt, but it does make me feel like in order to let this thing flow, because truly what this thing wants to do is flow. It's very feminine. It's very attractive. It wants to bring people into your world. It's like a way for people to connect and engage with you, but it cannot be, it can't be told what to do, or it can't have these like super strong expectations. But one thing is that doing some in-person events or seeing people in person is definitely going to support this thing. Because it's like this thing doesn't necessarily want to be almost like the star. Like it doesn't want to be like put out in front of people, but it wants to be part of you doing other things. So like it's like if you're speaking or you're meeting people in person, like you're going to meet people in person for XYZ. Oh, and by the way, I have this other thing in the business. And like, that's how this thing actually works. Message number three, it definitely feels like you are continuously messaging to the same crowd and you're in need of new crowds. I was like getting Jesus vibes here for some reason. Like I just kept seeing like Jesus in front of crowds. And one thing we know about Jesus is that he didn't stay in one town, right? Like he went from village to village to village. He was constantly looking for new people to get in front of and didn't like just keep staying. Like he didn't make a church in one town, was like, every Sunday I'm gonna wake up and preach to these people. Like no, he like kept traveling. Like he was nomadic in that sense of like traveling his message. And that's what this feels like, that you're kind of, you continue to talk to the same crowd, but you need to expand. So for example, like spirituality is like sisters with wellness. So one of the things that I knew to do to expand my message was like I really went deep into the wellness industry. And I know that like if you're into wellness, you're probably into spirituality, maybe at like the very basic levels. But like we have some crossover there. So it's may not be like your group, but there is like a secondary group that you need to go into. And this could just be as simple as like you keep, you know, putting up Instagram posts and you just have 100 followers. And it's like those posts are only going to those 100 followers unless you're amazing at going viral. But like that might not be the best use of your time, or like you're constantly writing emails to like your email list. This is more about going into other groups to maybe grab a few more email addresses and then put them into your email group. So one thing that came my way recently, which has always come my way, but we've never said yes to it because it always seemed a little strange, is these I don't know what you call them, like a virtual summit, where there's a lot of different speakers that come together. And in order to be part of the virtual summit, you have to guarantee the group that you're going to send out an email and maybe do like a Instagram post. And maybe you guys have gotten this in your inbox before. I've gotten this my entire career, but I've always said no because the groups always seem kind of shady. And the things that they ask for is like ridiculous and I don't believe in it. And I can't send anything out to my audience that I don't believe in. But we got this. It came into my email and Kat took a look at it and she was like, this feels like legit, like interesting, like these speakers are awesome. Like, I think this is a good group for you. And it was so out of my comfort zone. It's like a UK based, like definitely a little bit more like frequency vibes, almost like a little bit more metaphysical maybe than what I am. But we took a look at all the speakers and we're like, let's say there's eight of us. I don't know how many speakers are there, but like, let's say we all have different groups and we just cross promote each other. Like, we are now going into different communities and different groups. And that's like a new way for maybe me to get 50 new people that like the work that I'm doing, you know? So it's a little outside my comfort zone, but it's also a way to go into another group and to another crowd. So this feels like this thing is growing slowly because you're kind of always promoting to the same people. It could be the same community, or it could also be the same industry. Like, I'm only talking to moms when the truth is dads would like this too. So really thinking about what are the other communities or crowds that are around this main crowd that I'm usually speaking to? What if love isn't something you have to chase, but something you can tune into? Hey friends, I've created a new audio series inside the Clarity app called Wired for Love. It's a collection of 14 voice notes designed to help you align your energy and your mind with the truth about love. My intention is that you listen to one note a day for 2 weeks, and after those 2 weeks, you will be more aligned with your destiny, which is to be in a loving relationship. Each message starts with a truth, like what you seek seeks you, or it's safe to trust yourself. Because when your thoughts and energy are aligned with love's truth, love naturally finds its way to you. When you're in this zone, manifestation happens easily. So if your heart is ready to receive love, but your energy feels a little off, listen to Wired for Love, now streaming exclusively in the Clarity app. Love is meant for you. I know that. We just need to wire you back to your truth. Message number 4. So this was more of a question, like how I was saying in the beginning that I was a little bit thrown off. So this question was, what would it look like if this took off very quickly? So let yourself go into the future and be like, okay, that thing really, really took off and she's living the experience of that thing taking off. So maybe it's like, oh, I'm wondering about my Instagram growth and I only have 100 followers right now, but I'm jumping to 6 months from now, she has 100,000 followers. Like really, really a quantum leap, like a really fast, not a, oh yeah, 7 years from now, she has 100,000 followers. Like it feels fast. What's interesting about this thing that you're asking about is it has the ability. I have goosebumps, but I also want to vomit, which is so funny, which I feel like who's in here who's nervous? Like who is sweating right now? What is interesting is that this thing does have the ability to quantum leap and to grow really fast, but you're not sure that you're okay with that. And I know that is like the worst, right? Because it's like, no, of course I do. I want all those things to grow. I want this thing to grow fast. But it makes me feel sometimes like, it reminds me of a child star. Like I remember the day that Britney Spears was like shaving her head off and like going nuts and, you know, the bat, everybody has seen that video, right? And I'm like, I believe she's my age. So I grew up like watching her. I was like, whoa. And I mean, it's a typical story, right? Like too much fame, too quickly, like too young, brain wasn't even fully developed, like just too much, too young. Like here's money, here's fame, all these things. And of course, like she could not handle it. And she falls apart. And it's the saddest thing we've all seen like throughout the years, like free Britney, right? And that's what this feels like, that although we think we want it fast, if we look at the speed, if we're like, okay, what does it look like to have it in 6 months? What does it look like to have it in 9 months? Is that actually good for me? That's the first question. And for some of you, you'll be like, no, I think I can handle it. If you're feeling that, then that question is to reverse engineer how that happened. So like, what are the crazy possible ways for this thing to grow in 6 months, or to grow in 3 months, and to grow 1 month from now? Like, what are the crazy ways? And be like, well, I don't know, Kim Kardashian shares my podcast episode. You know what I mean? Like, there are these like crazy fast ways that that could happen. And I know that for those of us in this soul-led community, we're not necessarily looking for the how. We have learned to like let that go. But in this case, we're not looking for like this like strategic outline of like, if I take these 7 steps, I'll make this grow really fast. This is more like, what are the miracles that you are aware of that could come in this time and change your life? And to actually look at those miracles and see if you can make them part of your strategy or your outreach program. And that might be like, yeah, if Kim Kardashian mentioned my podcast, maybe I need to find somebody who knows her and who lets me do a reading on her. Like, that's not too far-fetched for me, right? Like, that can happen. So maybe I just am so used to going at the speed that I'm going at that I'm not reaching for these things that are miracles, but also in a weird way are still there on my path. Because if you can actually see that miracle from where you are now to like 3 months, 6 months, you're like, oh, I can see this little miracle, like so-and-so does this, or this happens, or a video goes viral. Like, if you can see it, then that means it's possible for you. And why is it not part of your strategy? Like, why are you not putting effort into some of those miracles that could happen? And a miracle is not something we plan on, right? Like, it's not a strategic step that I can control, that like, oh, if I do this every day, it's going to grow little by little. No, these are like lotto tickets in a way. They're miracles. They're like, if I'm in alignment with them, then they're available to me. So they may not work, but if you're aware of them, why are you sitting back and waiting for them to happen rather than like making them part of this like crazy strategic, you know, setup that you have for your business? And lastly, message number 5 was another question, and it kind of plays off of this last question that we asked, and I kind of alluded to it, but what changes in your life if this thing you're asking about grows quickly? And again, this is where I'm like, whew, out of breath. And one of the main things that was coming up for me is like, the pace of my life changes, and I like the pace of my life. So, or I like this freedom, or I like not being known, or I like not being seen, or I like not having to box up my product every day. Like, I like this path, or this, not path, excuse me, this like rhythm that I'm in. And I'm afraid that if I receive more of that, this goes faster, then I'm just going to work more and work harder. And I hear you, you know, like that, of course, is a thing. But hear me out. A few things are going to happen. Number one, if you are listening to this episode, like you want growth for better or for worse, right? And that is not your job to wonder why you want growth, right? Like if it's in you and you're calling it and you feel it, the divine has placed that desire in you, and it's not for you to decide whether you're going to grow or not. Like that feeling to grow is in you. It's a seed that has been placed within you. So to stop it is to go against God's will. And we stop it by being attached to what we think is going to happen when it happens. So if I'm like, okay, well, yeah, my life is going to change, and I am trying to keep things the way it is, I'm trying to keep status quo right now, you don't really know how it's going to change. You think you know how it's going to change. You think it's going to take away your freedom, all that. I don't feel that that's actually the truth. Your life is going to change, but I don't feel that it's going to be worse. And it's this idea of like not knowing how your life is going to change is what's holding you back. Instead of just being like, I'm going to go on this roller coaster ride and it's going to be fun, because roller coasters are fun. They're meant to be fun, and I can handle it. And where I'm going might be a wild ride, but it's not to take away from me. Like, it's not going to make me tired or less of myself or whatever. I might need adjustment the same way I may have to adjust to higher elevation, but eventually I will adjust. And whether that means that, yeah, I am bubble wrapping myself and I only let myself work, you know, 2 hours a day, when truly I can work 4 hours, like, that's okay. And those extra 2 hours a day are worth it because of how much more I get. Like, it's really multiplying, like, what I receive. So there's a little bit of this fear of what will change. And I would really invite you to journal about this. Like, if this happens quickly, what will change in your life? And why are you afraid of that? And I don't feel like you need to have the answers. I don't feel like you need to convince yourself that it's not going to be scary or it's not going to be wild. I just say that you need to soothe yourself into understanding that it's worth the ride. Because truly, this conversation is coming forward because this thing does want to grow, but you are holding it tight in a certain way. Like, it's this very precious little child. And if you spend a little bit time getting to know really what it is and really what it wants to do and saying that you're not going to get in the way of it, it may be the brightest thing you've ever seen. I don't think it's going to be what you expect, but it could be. It's meant to be this bright light that attracts and brings more. That's why I was saying, like, one of the messages was like, it's a supporting role because it's supporting everything else that happens in the business. So for example, the Monday reading, my free piece of content, like, it's not like that Monday reading was necessarily ever making money when I first started it, but it was like this one little bright light that brought a lot of people my way. And then it was up to me, of course, to capture those people and put them into other places and grow the business and sell them things and all that kind of stuff. But it was not going to be like a super monetized, like, it's not going to be an offering. It was definitely more of a supporting role. And yeah, so I just wanted to clear that up. But to sum all this up, this thing you're asking about, you're not supposed to give up on it. And you're not supposed to tell yourself that you just need to be patient. You're not supposed to push it. You're not supposed to make it happen. It's like all of these things that we are logically told what to do. Oh, just be patient, or you got to make it happen. Like, neither of those are going to work here. This is truly about digging deep into, what are you afraid of? Why are you afraid of success? Why are you afraid of being seen? Why are you afraid of abundance? Why? And take a look at those things and decide that you are going to open those arms up wide and let it flow. Let this thing flow. Like, let it do what it's supposed to do. And it's going to do what it's on its own. It's just your own energy and these fears that you have secretly about it are not letting it do its thing. All right, friends, that's today's episode. Lots of reflection time for sure these next couple of days. I hope this was supportive. I hope it cracked you open in the way that it wanted to. This was like not the episode I thought I was going to do, but really hoping that it speaks to you and that you can spend some time with it. Maybe have to listen to the episode again. Yeah, don't forget to share it with a friend and leave me a comment. I love you guys so much. I'm so excited to see this flow that's trying to come through. I'm sending you much love, and I'll see you in the next episode. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.